Yeah, dude, just trance out, man. Let's just go on a trip, man. I love that song about the blood. The Lord is speaking to me about the blood. Just renewing that. The blood just speaks to you that you were always seen as worthy. You were never guilty. He wouldn't have spilled the blood if he didn't always see you as so valuable, so worth it. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it's about. It's not... See, we've twisted it around a lot of times and made it like we weren't worthy, and that's why he gave the blood to, like, make us something that we weren't. You know what I mean? To, like, make you... But listen, dude, like, the blood always gives you the confidence. It shows you that even at your worst, right, even when mankind was killing Jesus, he sat there and extended unconditional love. So how much more tonight, right? When you're like, look at me, like, I'm a piece of crap, you know? And that's how you felt. The blood comes and speaks to you. It doesn't speak in a way that says, oh, okay, well, I guess I have to make them accepted now because, you know, I needed to kill somebody in order to be happy. No, that's not God, right? But the blood comes and it speaks and it says that there will never be a separation between you and God. At your worst, when you were spilling my blood, I was like, forgive them. Forgive them all. Forgive them. I've already forgiven them. Forgive everybody. You know what I'm saying? Is it okay? I want to preach a little bit. Is that all right? I want to share some good news. Woo! We'll preach a little bit, and then we're just going to keep partying because it's all about the party. And I don't care how you came into this place. I just release you to be hammered drunk right now. Bam. Bam. Thank you, Jesus, right now. Thank you for touching every one of us, Lord. Thank you for revealing body, soul, spirit, whole. Body, mind, spirit, emotions, whole. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for our gospel. Woo! I came into this place with expectation. I know we got the fullness of God. And but dude, that if all the more enhances your expectation. Right? Some of you may feel like you never see miracles, man. Just take something right now. You want more miracles in your life? Listen, they're not the primary message. But if you want a miracle, dude, just stand up right now. You just want to see more miracles in your life. Just stand or raise your hand if you can't move. Just stand up. Thank you, Jesus. We're not in a hurry. Woo! I love the glory. I can do this all night, man. I can do this all night. Thank you, Jesus. Bam. Yeah, that guy's in a hurry back there, but he'll still get his. Dude, just put your hand on your belly right now. Say, I release miracles. I release miracles. You don't... You want financial miracles? You need to see a financial miracle? Listen, your happiness is established beyond circumstance, amen, whether you're rich or poor. But let me tell you, dude, in heaven, there's not poor, all right? It's abundance. I live there, dude. I see it. So I release right now abundance, dude. Woo! Come on. I release golden glory. I release, thank you, Jesus. I release back miracles. I see just somebody's spine, right? Somebody's spine just being touched by the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you need a back miracle, put your hand up. Just take it. Just take it. You want just healing in your back. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. A couple weeks ago, we had there was a couple sitting right there. Both of they had serious conditions with their neck, and they both left with pain, no pain. And yeah. It was really cool. It was really cool. This couple from Ohio. Oh man. Whoa. So we just thank you. There's virtue. We've seen all kinds of crazy stuff, right? You guys begin to see miracles in your life as normal. Seen like gold coming out of heaven, diamonds, feathers, all kinds of things we didn't even ask for, right? Stuff where like sometimes the miracles are so fun that they offend you. Is that okay? Yeah. Is that all right? Jesus. Yeah, like angel feathers. Some people are like, I don't know why angels would be manifesting their feathers. I'm like, dude, I don't care, man. I just love heaven. Like it's everything that's on in heaven on earth, right? I guess angel feathers are in heaven, so no problem. So, Jesus. This speaker is loud. I don't like that. There we go. I think you can still hear me, right? Thank you, Lord. Shalabakese.
Check. Yeah, just stand here for a minute. Just put your hands out. If you want to. There's a cloud of glory. Just begin to visualize the cloud of His presence, right? That you are. Just begin to visualize the cloud that you are. Just begin to see that cloud emanating from the core of your being, just flowing. And now picture in that cloud, there's gold, there's lightnings. You see it? In the cloud, there's virtue, all the virtues of heaven. You know, in Isaiah 60, it says, who are these that float like clouds? Smith Wigglesworth said he was 100 times bigger on the out, or on the inside than he was on the outside. Can you just visualize, woo, who you are? Visualize the virtue that's flowing from the core of your being. I thank you, Lord. Yeah, I just want to receive all that's mine. I have it. I want to see it in manifestation, right? Is that cool? It's effortless, okay? So there's no trick. There's no secret. The Lord's been giving me the word of vibrant attention. So tonight we're just going to keep our vibrant attention on the glory. And we're going to preach the gospel. And stuff's going to happen, right? It says this gospel of the kingdom, wherever it's preached, there is a demonstration. Or like, you know, when Jesus is alive. Usually Jesus would just say something simple like the kingdom of heaven is at hand and then do miracles, right? Because anywhere this gospel is preached, it doesn't depend on you. You may not have seen a lot of things, or maybe you haven't been seeing what you wanted to see, or even feeling what you wanted to feel. But tonight, as we declare the gospel, all of that can change as you realize who you are. You know? All of it can change. So, wow. That's cool. I feel that. There we go. There we go. There you go. Ride the wave. You know, I could hype you up like some ministers, you know, and tell you that we're all about to go on a trip to heaven. You know what I mean? And I could be like, all right, if you guys just stay intense enough tonight, we might get to heaven by the end of the message. But I'm not going to do that. You know, even though sometimes those guys work because your attention actually stays on the glory. You know what I mean? Or whatever. And they have all their methods. But I just believe declaring the simple gospel, you will come into an effortless manifestation that no man can take credit for, that is a pure gift, right? So at the end of the day, you haven't come up with some new formula for trying to get a little more manifestation, but you all of a sudden begin to walk in a revelation that the fullness is here and begin to experience something beyond circumstances. I love changing circumstances too, but I also know that, that this gospel is giving you such a bliss, such an experience of the Godhead, such an experience of who you are, that circumstances may come or go, right? That's why Paul said, I have the secret of contentment. Has anybody found the secret of contentment? If you haven't, it's okay. Don't pretend that you have. If you wake up some days depressed and other days happy, that's okay because you're not criticized about it. But I want to tell you, there is a secret of contentment, although it's not a secret anymore. It was once a secret. That's why it's called that. Throughout generations, it hadn't been revealed. But Paul said he thanked God that in his day, there was a revelation of the mystic secret of God, which is, and he even lays it out for you. Even this wasn't going to preach on, but I got to tell you the mystic secret now. You know what I mean? He just said the mystic secret, which is Christ in you. Or some translations, Christ as you. Now that's pretty jacked up. If you don't hear anything else I say, my God. Woo! Just feel it. Feel it right now. There you go. Christ as you. Wow, there's enough in that word to stay permanently high for the rest of your life. I mean, oh my God, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, right now. We just thank you, Christ as us. So we thank ourselves in some way. We thank you that there's enough here to get everybody in this room higher than every drug, than all the drugs of the world combined. I thank you, God, that you said in your presence is the fullness of joy, the fullness of bliss, the fullness of peace. a manifestation of the fullness. In fact, the full manifestation. That's why I love to sing that song. In Christ, all the fullness of the deity dwells in bodily form. Or like the Amplified, continues to dwell in bodily form. And you are the body. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, thanks for letting me talk to you guys. Just huff one of these balloons. There's enough balloons for all of you. Or, you know, if Token the Ghost doesn't, like, do anything for you, sometimes you can just breathe out. Sometimes there's more glory on breathing out than breathing in. You know what I mean? They're like... Hey, we got these little cards. I printed way too many of these. They have all the events and stuff we do in our ministry. Why don't you just take one, try to pass them around or something. Just roll it up and smoke it. I really don't care. We got thousands of them. They did some special on the internet. I got like thousands of them. So just, you can wipe your butt with it. I don't really care. You can do anything. Woo! But tonight I want to talk about the new creation. I want to talk about a new creation. And, because what we're continue to experience is the exploration and the discovery of the new creation. I just, woo! So thank you, Lord. Thank you for revealing right now. Thank you for revealing tonight something greater. Thank you for revealing something greater. I just want to come and say that I believe that, it was always about a creation. It was always about a new creation. In fact, even that language, when you begin to see it, it begins to fade, but it can express something to you because it's really all just about reality. It's all about what is, but there is a new creation. It's existing in this place. I don't want you to think of it as a concept, okay? I want you to experience it in this place. There is a new world. It's always been about a new creation from start to finish, right? How did it start in Genesis? In the beginning, God created, right? How does it end in Revelation? It says, I saw a new heavens and a new earth. Right? So I just believe from start to finish, you're going to begin to see it was always about reality. It's always been about a new creation. And let me just cut right to the point for you. Why does this matter? Because so many of us have been stuck in the illusion. The illusion is what it calls the old creation. Right? In 2 Corinthians 5, which we're going to look at, in 2 Corinthians 5, anybody that knows this place, can someone run to the prayer room and grab me the 26 shooter? Because we need to see. We got a 26. I call it the shooter. Yeah, the 26 shooter. Little leftovers from our drunken glory days. When we called many translations as a 26-pack. Because I want to read from, and we're going to read 2 Corinthians 5. If you have a Bible, you can go ahead and check that out. We're going to jump all around. But in 2 Corinthians 5, it says the old is gone, right? But what was old and what is gone is not that God didn't do a good job in creating, right? It's not like, oh, the first creation messed up. No, the old creation is actually what you created in your illusion. It's the worlds of men. The worlds of men, the scheming. Have you ever felt religious leaders trying to build kingdoms? Have you ever felt politicians trying to build kingdoms? Have you ever felt to build your own kingdom? That's called the old creation. It's called an old creation. You're a god. Did you know that? Did anybody? Yeah, of course. Blah, blah, blah. How many of you actually believe that you could be a god? Bert raised his hand. All right. Have I lost you all? Is this getting too boring? Dude, it says in John 10, in Psalm 82, dude, you are gods, right? So there's a world that was actually created by, where it says, do not have any other gods before me, where you put yourself as an independent god before God and created a world. And sounds like a fun idea. Sounds fun to create some stuff, right? I want to create some things, anybody? But it's co-creation. The glory's on co-creation, creating together with God. Not co-create, not creating something on your own separate from God. That was what they say. The devil did, or whatever, Satan, Lucifer, you know, he wanted to like set himself up as God, but as an independent, self-governing God, right? So the cool thing is that we've actually been, invited into an infinite fellowship with the all-wise, all-knowing, eternal, living, beautiful essence of God to co-create with him. And, woo! The issue came in where Adam and Eve, and where every one of us has experienced in our own way, that temptation to go ahead and say, you know what, like, God isn't that good, so I'm going to try to create a world without God. You know, and it all stems from that doubt about the goodness. When you begin to think, God, that's why I preach the whack, dude. That's why I preach the pleasure, the high. As soon as you begin to look and say, I think there's a high that's higher than God. There must be something that can get me more jacked up. Let's experience that, because obviously God's kind of lacking in some way or something. But maybe like this thing, maybe I can try my hand at it, right? And we call that the old creation. Now the law came in, right? How many of you ever read the Old Testament, especially recently? You're like, I don't know how this thing fits in. You know, this doesn't really make sense to me, you know? It's like weird. Here's this God like slaying people, right? Like dashing infants on the rocks and whatnot. Like weird, like crazy. But listen, the old covenant was instituted for a reason, and there's clear revelation on this now, guys. It's not like, I wonder what the Old Testament was. Well, maybe it was a hiccup. Let's just read the New Testament. No, like the Old Testament has an amazing purpose, and it's getting clearer and clearer to me every day that this covenant was established to allow us to experience how terrible the old creation is. Or to, in other words, to experience how terrible your independent illusions are. How your self-governing world would be. How it feels when man tries to rule the planet by himself. You know what I mean? And so, there's, the old covenant is amazing when you see it through the lenses of God wanted you to see for yourself how disgusting the illusion is. How horrible the old creation is. He allows you to experience it. That's what's so cool about these scriptures is there's very few of it is just telling you the facts. A lot of times we're like, man, I just want to know. I mean, by that, I mean, like, wouldn't it be nice if this was like a thesaurus or like a dictionary or like an encyclopedia? But instead it's history. It's lots of stories, right? Lots of events, lots of historical accounts of things that took place. But the cool thing about that is because these are just records of the way that God has always interacted us and let us play it out so we could experience it. That's why Jesus is called the Word. But notice, it wasn't about what Jesus said. It was about Jesus being the Word. Coming in ways that you can understand, experience, taste, touch, and feel. The old covenant is the same deal, right? Here's this whole realm. God institutes these commandments, and we're like, nowadays we have greater revelation. So we're like, what was up with that? Like, what rules? I thought God wasn't about rules. No, listen, God is coming into time and space, allowing man to say, listen, if you want to live in independence and you want some sort of relationship with God, the old covenant was man's dictation of how God should relate. That was our best ideas. And if you look at every religion, they're all the same. They're all set up on this system of how man wants to basically control God or make God a rule giver or make God to give you this list of regulations to live by or whatever, these steps to please God. Oh my God, now we've experienced the old creation and it doesn't work, right? Has anybody else tried that? Anybody else tried religion? Everybody's tried religion. Let's be honest. You all have. Everybody's tried it, whether it's called Christianity or Islam or Buddhism or whatever it is. You try religion, no glory.
Actually, there's a limited glory. That's the confusing. That's the confusing part. It does say that there was some glory on Moses because God was involved in some way. It's like this is the way Andre puts it. The old covenant was kind of like a divorce. The parties are still involved with one another, but only on a legal basis. Because we did say, God, okay, you know what? I'm not going to like completely pretend you don't exist. I'm going to allow you to interact in such a way. You know what I mean? It wasn't like you just ignore them. You know, you have a relationship, but it's like a relationship with an ex-wife or ex-husband. You know what I mean? Here's the rules, or here's the restraining order. You can come this far, no more. It was a legal interaction, right? And that's what man comes up with in their best terms. They're like, because no man's gonna say, well, you know, let's just throw God out altogether. No, let's keep God in it, but let's just keep him in this box. Let's keep him in these regulations. And that's what man's done time after time. Different ways, different forms. But here's this old creation, right? So God allows you. He doesn't just say, old creation's going to be bad, right? He loves you so much, and he loves us, and he's dignified us to a place of being able to learn things by experience. I think if anything, that's the only reason time exists, for example, or our concept of time, is that we get to own the revelation. You know what I mean? You know it. There's nothing like, you know, I don't know, this picture's coming to mind. Like, you're wrestling, you get hit to the mat a bunch of times. Someone can tell you the move beforehand a million times, but once you've experienced it and got taken down about 50 times, you own the revelation. You're like, you know what I mean? It's the difference. It's like, okay, here's how it's going to be when you get in there, but when you get in there, it's a different thing. Am I right? I mean, I've only gotten a couple fights in my life, right? We got our MMA fighters here, so... You know, someone can tell you the deal. And that's, you know, a lot of times when you're just experimenting with spirituality, you're like, man, I wish God would just give me, the instruction manual. That's what people call this. Yeah, right. They're like, have you got the instruction manual? Like, as if the Bible's like some sort of list. You look at this like an instruction manual, you're going to be like so confused. You're like, what the is this? This is like, they're not even in order. These things aren't even in, like, they're not in alphabetical order. They're not in historical order. They're like, what is going on, you know? The nice instruction manual, God, and then there's one more thing to chalk up on your offense list toward God. Your instruction manual didn't work. No. Like, these are just records of the same thing that's going on in your life, experience with God. These are experiences. These are records of other people's experiences. They're not to replace yours. They're not to, but you can learn looking back at and know that God has always been active, and there have been things that have been going on between God and the human race. There has been a history, and it's awesome to know what's going on. You're not the first. You're not the last, except in that eternal sense of Christ, of course. But in your own individual experience, you're not alone. There's been countless people that have experienced this stuff. And the cool thing is humanity is learning. Yeah. Things are getting better. Thank God you're not living in Job's day, right? Well, what about Job? Well, you want to get involved with the whole conversation, and you know that Job will never happen to you. Wow, cool. What about Moses? What about David? What about all these things? Those are awesome, but it's in the midst of a conversation of which you're living it in the greatest time ever, because every day has been getting better and better. Of the increase of his government and his peace, there will know no end. So cool. So here's this conversation that God's been having with man throughout all of history. And some of it is recorded in this book we call the Bible. It's good news. Can you feel the good news flowing on you right now? My God. God is good. God is good. This is why like people are like, oh, I don't care about doctrine. It's like, dude, the truth sets you free primarily as a person, but also then his teachings are good. You know what I mean? It's not about doctrine. It's about the presence. That's why I get jacked up, dude. I don't care. You don't have to remember a word I say. But I do say stuff because secondarily, it gives you confidence to remain in that whack. It gives you confidence to remain in something. When somebody comes along and tells you, oh, well, the Old Testament feasts are still for today and you have to fulfill them, or then you understand the context and all these little, like the song we were singing, no one takes you captive with hollow and deceptive philosophies anymore, because your confidence is built on Christ. You have a revelation of Christ. So,
Okay, so let me get to Christ, right? Christ. Let's talk about Christ again. Yeah. Let's talk about it. Let's just hug him and kiss him because you are him. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love looking in the mirror, Jesus. I love seeing you. Ugh. So, someone got me my 26 shooter. Thank you. This is great. I don't even know where this showed up. This is probably yours anyways. Holy Ghost. I love how good Bibles just show up, you know. It's like good drinks. Oh, here it is. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Oh, wow. Well, we got to back up a little bit. Let's go back a couple. Oh, man. 2 Corinthians 5:16. Wherever henceforth we know no man after the flesh. Wow. So you can call the old creation, the flesh, the sinful nature, the illusion, it's all the same. Okay? Whatever one of those words is most relevant to you, use that. But no, it's all about awakening, waking up from the illusion, waking up from the flesh, waking up out of the sinful nature, all of those things, the old creation, all of those things. This is the life, death, and resurrection came. Then, like you're saying, man in his old creation or old covenant understanding in his illusion, Old Testament, all of a sudden Jesus breaks in the scene and does something that you could never do. Wakes you up. Right? Whoa. This is the good news. Because even right now, though we're in a process of discovery, Jesus already brought the light to the world. Jesus already revealed. You can't just all of a sudden read the scriptures and wake up, right? You can't. Holy Spirit points to Jesus who brought the revelation, what? By dying, therefore killing all of the illusion and rising again. Or what was it about his death that brought the illusion? His death reveals that when you are at your worst, the presence is always united with you. Right? So there's, he's breaking the illusion. You see Jesus go down into the grave and all the while still expressing unconditional love to you, and you get a new picture of God. His resurrection then seats you and shows you who you are, breaking the illusion. Ha! Now releasing in the spirit and also in your mind a new world. Something's already established, whether your mind acknowledges it or not, right? Have you begun to understand that? It's called objective salvation. This is what we're pointing to. So many people don't have a revelation of objective salvation, and they think that you get saved the day that you raise your hand and say, I believe, or you pray the sinner's prayer, right? No, I thank God that Jesus is my Savior, not my hand raising, you know, not my thing. You are already saved. It doesn't matter who you are. This is the good news, right? All creation has been renewed. The whole new world. It's over. It's done. It's finished, right? But then also, so then some people are like, well, what about my experience? If I'm not experiencing it, doesn't matter. Well, John 1 says he was the light that came into the world that enlightens every man as well. This is what's cool. So every man's saved and every man is going to know it. Whoa. Whoa. Takes the pressure off you too. You don't have to convince yourself. You don't have to convince anybody else. Jesus came to be the light, the true light that came into the world that will enlighten, that has and is enlightening everyone. Ha! Good news. That's why, whatever, call it universalism, I don't care. All I know is it says he's the light that enlightens every man. So, and that means mankind, so women aren't excluded. Thank you, Mama God. We thank you, Mama God. I'm telling you, this is why, if any of this stuff sounds like I don't get what he's saying, I just want to encourage you, go onto a realm of studying Christ. Go on that journey of looking into Christ. He's not, oh my God, it's not a fairy tale. It's not just some thing. It's not like, wow, great, that happened. Let's move on. Dude, this is what every spiritual seeker, whatever guru, whatever, everybody that's tapped into anything powerful, it's flowing from this vein. It's flowing from this blood. It's flowing and you are, like I said, in the greatest day of awakening. There's so much Holy Spirit that's about to unpack for you. It's unpacked in you right now. Shaka. Okay, let me get back to this. Okay. So now, because of what Christ accomplished in his death, killing the old you, and his resurrection, resurrecting the new you, We know no man after the flesh. Woo! So if you know your inconsistencies, if you keep talking about your problems, you're talking about something God doesn't know. Because what died in to God is dead. At that death, all of your problems, all of the old you, all of the inconsistencies, all, if you say, man, I keep struggling with this, it doesn't, you're like, I keep trying to stop hurting people. I keep trying to stop hurting myself, and it keeps happening again. That's the good news of the gospel, is that there's freedom. That's what Paul said in Romans 7, right? He said, the crap I keep doing over and over again, I feel like I can't stop it. But at the end of Romans 7, he says, thanks be to God through Jesus, that there's no condemnation, and that releases me from a cycle, from the cycles of woo! This is what we're jacked up about. Just have a drink of it, dude. Have a drink of the blood of Jesus. Just woo, boo, 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 boo. Have another drink of the blood, dude. You can know no man after the flesh. So it says, ourselves then, from this time forward, we refuse to regard anyone from the world's standpoint. Oh my God. Therefore, for the future, we know no one simply as a man. Oh, did you hear that? We know no one simply as a man. Once convinced of this, then I estimate no one by what is external. And therefore, henceforward, we do not think of anyone in a human fashion. The alien awakening. From now on, we regard no one from a human point of view. That means our knowledge of men can no longer be based on their outward lives. Oh, thank you, Lord. With us, therefore, worldly standards have ceased to count in our estimation of any man. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth we know him no more. Yea, though once my view of Christ was carnal, yet now it is no longer carnal. Oh my God. No, can you feel? There's been ways you've known yourself as a human standpoint. I give you freedom to forget that. That's what the death was about. The death was about, what did you know about yourself? That, or you would call that the ego, right? So we call it the ego. The ego was what you knew about yourself before. Those things could be interesting and whatever, but this says you have freedom to no longer know yourself as that, but to know yourself as God. To know yourself as a new creation in union, independence, a new... Come on, come on, come on. Oh, I understand all this. Cool, man. As you understand all this, everyone around you will be healed 100% of the time. As this revelation hits you, this is the secret, the mystic secret. You think there's another revelation about healing? You think there's another revelation? Now don't use that to weigh up how you're doing. I don't care. What this thing is about is you become conscious of a new creation, and you're not even conscious if the people get healed or don't get healed. All you're conscious of is healing. Does that make sense? At the end of the day, this is why you're jacked up. It's a trance. You're put in a trance-like state where you're no longer aware of the circumstances. Not really. There might be some like secondary place where you interact with the circumstances, but somehow you're living from such a deep realm. It says you don't know anyone from a human point of view. This is a supernatural message. Yeah, it's natural. Yeah, we're exploring what it's like to be human, but human, divine human, Jesus human, not the old, not the illusory human, right? I love your earthly things. I love, you know, whatever. I love guitars, and I love, you know, this microphone, and I love that drum, and I love that. I love lamp. You see, it all fits. I love lamp. But dude, those things are so secondary. I could be on top of a mountain, the bottom of the ocean. I could be in a ditch or in a mansion. You know what I mean? That's the secret of contentment we're talking about. You're living from a different world. And I just want to encourage you tonight to get caught up in that swirl of it. Again, anew, like to caught up in a woo-woo, the experience of being lost in the new creation. Being absolutely like, I don't care. You, of course, this has been the challenge for everyone, is that they've lived through however many years, 20, 30, 40, 50 years in the old creation. And they're like, well, I couldn't just wake up tomorrow. Or let's be realistic. Or, oh, let's not be too heavenly minded, that we're no earthly good. Woo! Ah! Come on, somebody. Has anybody tasted? Has anybody tasted the new world, dude? This isn't a passing emotion, dude. This isn't like, oh my God, this isn't a message that's going to fade. And I know people thought, oh yeah, he's just a little bit too excited. You know, but it's going on 5 years now, people. I've been high for 5 years. Like, I wake up every day drunk. I wake up stoned, and you can bring every, negative circumstance at me, and dude, my whack is sustained. You know what I mean? I'm like still high, still crazy after all these years. It works. It just tweak your neighbor's earlobe, man. I don't care. Just grab somebody. Just hug them. Just hug somebody, man. Just hug. Just Jesus. 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 Oh, man. Yeah. No longer human. No longer human. You are human, but you're different. You're not just a human. That's what's cool. Wow. Therefore, in this future, we know no one simply as a man. How about that? We know no one simply as a man. Yes, though we have known Christ after the flesh, henceforth we know him no more. Though once my view of Christ was carnal, yet now it is no longer carnal. If once we thought of Christ from the standpoint of the world, yet now we do so no longer. If we have known Christ simply as a man, yet now we do so no longer. Even though I once estimated Christ by what is external, I no longer estimate him as thus. Even if we used to think of Christ in a human fashion, we do so no longer. Even though we once regarded Christ from a human point of view, we regard him thus no longer. Indeed, even though we knew Christ as a man, we do not know him like that any longer. Once I mistakenly thought of Christ that way, merely as a human being, how differently I feel now. You see? And then therefore, there it goes, right? Into this new creation. It says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new world. Wow. Yeah, exactly. And it's if. You're like, am I in Christ? No, the word if could be translated as since. Since anyone is in union with Christ, he is a new being. Since everyone. See, even the translators are like, this is too good to be true, right? They're like, let's put the word if and say anyone instead of since everyone. Let's just change it. Just slightly, you know? So, cause it's crazy to think that everybody could be saved. We know only the people that, like, go to church or are saved. We know only those that are, like, act good enough. You know, only those that really behave. Only those that dress like me, actually. Actually, you have to have strobe lights and, like, and balloons at your meetings. Otherwise, you don't get it. You know what I mean? You just don't get it like we do. We get it because we're the drunken glory people. No, it says everyone, dude. I like this. Since any man is in Christ, since every man is in Christ, they are in a whole new world. Wow. When anyone is united to Christ, there is a new world. And this is what we're talking about, a new creation, right? A new world. I want to move on and talk about the new creation and even go into Revelation 21 and 22, which I believe is just a description of what you get to live in now. But let me tell you, before we just keep talking about that, there's a reason why there's a lot of talk about the old creation, even a whole old covenant, because God wants you to be completely disgusted with the old. He does. He gave you plenty of opportunity. And some of us have become at peace with the old. You know what I mean? Yeah. Most people are living right now, if you talk about their experience, they're pretty much at peace with the old creation. Like, they've learned how to navigate and have a semi-successful life in the old. You know what I mean? Like a limit of success. And the thing is it's like a child that's never been to the candy store. It's like a child that's never been to Disneyland. Yeah. It's like, I'm pretty happy. No, dude, you know what I'm talking about? Like, it's like, I'm pretty happy. Like, you know, I'm pretty satisfied. Like waking up, working really hard, being stressed out most of the time and going to sleep at night, like with unfulfilled dreams. I'm pretty happy. I think that's about all there is. You know? Dude, it's like, who said it? Like Thoreau or somebody said, most men live their life in quiet desperation. That's the best the old creation can offer, you know? There were a lot of semi-successful people living in the Old Testament, right? The wise men at the gates, you know, that went home and had to have 12 wives and beat most of them. I'm drawing to the extremes like that, but most people just live, you know, whatever. Hey, it's cool. I get to have good coffee sometimes and I enjoy good food. I mean, I don't really get to follow my dreams. And, you know, I married somebody that's okay, but I'm not really happy with them. Yeah, right? Does that suck? I want to paint this because I just want to tell you that there's a really beautiful world. But if you're satisfied with the old world, you can have whatever you want. That's what the message was. You get to have anything. You can create the old creation. He'll let you have this world where you just go to church and you have some rules. As long as you keep them, you feel okay. If you don't keep them, you feel bad. But you can always go next Sunday and ask for forgiveness and then live in the same bondage every week. Or whatever. Dude, I'm telling you. Oh. This is what we're jacked up on. A new world. There's a world, dude. You get to wake up every day high on out of your mind with no negative, no side effects. No negative side effects. Filled with love, able to forgive anyone and everyone. Never having offense in your heart. Not being able to be offended, keeping no record of wrongs, not even remembering your problems, where circumstances, you don't become irresponsible, but you do become unmoved by circumstance. You have God working for you. All creation begins to respond to your voice. You have unchanging love, joy, fullness of joy, peace. Peace that passes understanding. Patience, infinite patience. Kindness. You're gentle. You read the fruit of the Spirit. Oh my God, every one of those words is a realm, dude. That's why I use the word jacked up. The word joy should be enough, but we have all these little counterfeit joys that are kind of like, oh cool, I know the joy of the Lord. That's when in the meeting, I feel the wind come over me and then I go home and I'm the same. Dude. Woo! That's why I love reading the mystics of the past. Like some of you are beginning to taste like this guy, the gaper, right? A guy that was so jacked up on the presence of God that he levitated off the ground. He would walk the ceilings, dude. There's been people that have disappeared. There's people showing up on different planets. There's people, I'm just talking about a realm, a new creation realm, dude, where, listen, we've come to terms with death, for example, but in the new creation, it says there is no death. So God's not mad at anybody who dies, right? And he's not mad at you if your friend dies or your family member dies and you go to the funeral, you grieve with them, you hang out. But he wants to offer something better. He wants to offer a realm, dude, where there's no death. Yeah. Yeah. So people get mad at you for talking about immortality. Well, everybody talks about immortality. They just spiritualize it. Of course, eternal life, just like Martha did, right? When Jesus said, do you believe that this woman's going to get up? And she said, oh, I believe they'll all be raised on the last day, Lord. He's like, nah, dude. I am the resurrection and the life. offensive, right? We talk about immortality, dude. Oh, well, I just don't know about that, brother. That's fine, dude. I bless you living in whatever world you're in. It's cool. I'll hang out with you and enjoy your presence. But when I talk about Jesus, I'm not going to say that's what he was preaching. Jesus came to reveal a new creation, dude. It says, if any man is in Christ, he's in a new world. When anyone is united to Christ, there is a new world. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things. Say all things. All things are become new. So what's included in that? Well, not my workplace, right? Couldn't be my workplace. Everything. Well, how about your finances? Your finances probably aren't included in there. Now, how about your physical body? Now, it must just include the spiritual body, right? It couldn't include my physical body. Okay, so let's change that. Let's say some things become new. Let's change it and say, our spirit man becomes new. How about that? That way we can spiritualize it and make it, completely irrelevant to anyone's life. How's that sound? Cool. That sounds good. Okay, so let's say, the old things are passed away. Behold, only the spiritual things have become new. I loved it. I want to kick the holy cows over. You know what I mean? The little golden calves that we've built. Kick it over, dude. Kick it all. The old. Woo! You were meant to be a rebel, dude. You were created. If this world has never felt quite right to you, I encourage you. I affirm that. If this world has always felt like, oh, pretty cool, then, dude, I want to wake something up because there is a new world. There is a new world when any man comes to be in Christ. Since every man has come to be in Christ. There is a new realm, dude, that we are just beginning to explore, dude. I mean, woo! Thank you, Lord. Just thank him for the new world, my God. Just thank God. Just thank. Oh, you're united with God. Thank what's in your belly. Thank you. Just say, oh, dude. Oh, my God. Thank you for not leaving us to this boring, shallow, pointless, old world. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for freeing us from quiet desperation. I thank you for freeing us from loud desperation. I thank you for freeing us from hunger. I thank you for... The old things are passed away. The old realms of limitation. The old state of things has passed away. The old life has disappeared. Everything has become new about him. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. The past is finished and gone. Everything has become fresh and new. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. The old order has gone, and a new order has begun. I want to encourage you that whenever those voices come from somewhere, they're not going to come from you. Because whenever those voices come to tell you to be satisfied with the old, some level of the old or something, you know what I mean? Whenever those voices come to say, hey, you know what, like, God is good, but... I want you to be able to say, dude, with Paul here, that the past is finished and gone. Everything has become fresh and new. Dude, I just repent of Christianity. We're not introducing you to Christianity, dude. It failed. Jesus wasn't a Christian. It all failed, dude. But Jesus succeeded. Amen? Yeah. Jesus succeeds. Jesus succeeded once for all. Romans 5 says once for all, dude. I know the illusions are all around. You know, most people are living in them and it can be tempting to go there. But, dude, I just want to tell you there's a new world. That's all I want to keep reminding us. Dude, there's a new world. There's a whole new world. That's why, what is this expression? People are like, why are you trying to act all like crazy, like the party scene? I'm like, dude, I don't care how relevant it is to anyone. I just see it going on in heaven. You know what I mean? I see it in the new world. I see crazy joy. You know? I don't care like who else is doing it. It just happens to be that some people in the party scene have seen more of heaven than the church has. They know they were created to be free and they had to break out of all those structures in order to do it. But why not just tell people that they can party with God? Most people don't think they can even joke with God, right? You can't joke with God. If you joke, you have to go to a bar and hang out with people that don't usually associate themselves with God, because God wouldn't be able to joke, you know. God can't take a joke. Like, dude, what is going on? Like, God is so, like, it's for freedom that Christ set you free. Like, God, Christ is Mr. Freedom. You know what I mean? We got all these rules to hang. Christ is Mr. Freedom. You think you can have more freedom without Jesus? That was the whole illusion in the first place. It's like, oh, if you eat from this tree, it'll be better than what God's giving you already. When God had already made them God's co-ruling and reigning over the whole planet to do whatever, not even to follow rules. How many rules were there in the beginning? There was only one thing that God said is, don't stop hanging out with me and don't do it by yourself. Let's party together. Let's party together. He didn't get, and then, dude, they had the whole planet to, I mean, what was Adam and Eve like? Dude, they weren't like the old creation. They were like the new creation and beginning to just discover it. They were beginning to discover, dude, I bet Adam and Eve could fly around. I bet they could create with their words, just point at things and trees grow, stuff like that. This is what you're beginning to be renewed into and actually greater, because Adam and Eve were just tasting the beginning of it. It was always God's plan to send Christ to reveal a full picture that's way greater than the Garden of Eden. So we're like, let's get back to the garden. Well, cool. Let's get back to the garden and exceed. You know what I mean? Let's get back to the, let's say, check this out, dude. Where the old order is gone and the new order of things has begun. And listen, a lot of times we don't read the next verse. Check this next verse out, right? How many of you remember 2 Corinthians 5:18, the one after the famous verse? Here's the next one. All things are of God. What does that mean? No. That means now there's a whole new order of things that where everything is proceeding from the Father. Where all things, woo, and you get to see it, taste it, touch it, experience. You now, even though the people may not be manifesting it yet, you get to see them as that. Ugh. I can tell they can't go there yet. Who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and given us then the ministry of reconciliation, or telling everybody else that there's no separation? This separate, this duality, dude. The new creation is all about union. The new creation sees everything as of God, all things of God, all things in union with God. You're touching God. If you do this to the least of me, you're doing it to the least of these, you're doing to me. Touching the feet of Jesus, rubbing the head of Christ, seeing Christ, whoa, glorified Christ. When you look at your brother, you don't just see them as, oh, that's nice to see him as Christ. No, you begin to see them as you know who appeared to Paul on the road to Damascus? That was the Jesus. What did he look like? He looked like you. So then it goes on, dude, and the whole theme of this book is old creation, new creation. You want to live in the old illusion realm, or you want to live in the new, all the way to the end. Let me read to you what the new world is like, what you're going to begin to see right now. You're going to begin to see more and more, dude. Oh, my God. Chapter 22 of Revelation. How about this? Let's back up. Oh, we go to 21. I saw, Revelation 21. I saw the new heaven and the new earth. John saw it. In the church, we've said, well, it's some future day far off, as if Christ couldn't establish it in his first coming. He's got to come and redo the job. No, it's just for those who have eyes to see, which is everyone. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. Sound like another verse? The old heaven and the old earth had vanished. The former heavens and the former earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband, like a bride attired to meet her husband. It was a glorious sight, beautiful, as a bride at her wedding. This is simply describing the nature of reality now. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man. And now God has his dwelling among men. Lo, the tent of God is with men. See, the house of God is with men. See, the tabernacle of God is set up among men, and he will dwell with them. He will make his living place with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them. Just feel Holy Spirit manifesting this before your eyes. You might begin to trip out and actually see reality. God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes. There will be no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. I just released to you a reality without pain. Some of you are going to go from this place, and you're not going to feel pain for a long time. You're not even going to remember that you were healed. Just one day you're going to be like, oh my God, I haven't had pain in a really long time. Take it. The former things are passed away. The old order has passed away. Sound like another verse? All those former things are passed and gone. And he who sat on the throne said, behold, I have made all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, it is done. My guess is that it didn't say twice, it is done. This is simply an echo. This is simply, because remember what book I'm reading from, The Revelation of Jesus Christ. That's the book, right? The Revelation of Jesus Christ 21, which is a further description of the person and work of Jesus Christ. It's a greater description. Maybe it's a spiritualized description, but it says, he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Have a drink. Woo! Whoop, 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 whoop. He that overcomes shall inherit all these things. Overcome what? The old world by what? Revelation of Christ. Will experience all these things. Let me tell you, if it hasn't been your experience, just take Christ right now. You're in him. I will be his God and he will be my son. But the fearful, the cowards, the unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, if he gets to name off some nasty things, you're like scared of that. Here's the thing. If you want to hold on to those lifestyles, you're still in heaven, but you won't be experiencing it. Just like right now, some days you're like, I am not feeling like heaven. Well, in that moment, remember what is real. Remember new creation. Let old creation fade. All of a sudden, the very same place you're sitting becomes heaven. This is where David said, even if I make my bed in the depths of hell, hell becomes heaven. Woo! Boo, boo, boo! In that moment, you can remember, I'm not a murderer. I'm not a sorcerer. I'm not an idolater. I'm not a liar. But if you want to hold on to that old realm, there's a lot of... It's not that fun to live in the old world. But I love the new world, man. This is what we're introducing. Let's just stand for a minute. I'm just going to close. Can you stand with me? I want to invite you again into an oh my God moment. I want to invite you into an oh my God moment. Lift your hands in the air, dude. And Chris is plugging in, and we're going to keep partying in the new world. We're going to have a new world party. And, oh, Jesus. But just lift your hands up, dude. Lord, I thank you right now. Every person that has their hands up, there's scales falling from eyes, Jesus. Woo! Scales falling from eyes. Hey, 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 hey. Loose. Thank you, Lord. You're here. Look where you are. Look at where we are. You made it. You made it. You made it. There's. Woo! You might have a lot of questions, right? You might have questions. I just release you right now that all questions are silenced and you can just experience, just taste and see. Feel the power flowing through your hands right now. Feel power flowing through your hands right now. Through your hands. Feel your belly, your belly. Feel your belly is filled with God. Your belly is filled with God. Your eyes are the eyes of God. Ooh.